So my name is Jeff Lutke, and I am a senior pastor at Fairmount Wesleyan Church. So Big C Church has changed drastically. From when I first started, there was an expectation that you'd go to church, especially living in the Midwest. That's what you did on Sunday morning. And it wasn't, it was just kind of a given. Now, that's not the case. I think COVID changed the church a lot. It helped kill some old traditions that probably needed to be forgotten and moved on. So there was some positive in that regard, but it also, the entitlement, the sense that I don't need to be in a church building, I can do church on my own. Definitely, you know, with the online audience, that changed things. At Fairmount Wesleyan, when I came in 2011, the church had basically gone through a split without the split. And so there was two sides of the church, us versus you, and the tension was very evident. There had been some hard conversations and some votes and a pastoral vote that was 51% to 49% kind of thing. And so it was a very divided church, a very ingrown church.
I am Amy Lutke, and I work part-time at a couple of different places, at Indiana Wesleyan teaching psychology and at Fairmount Wesleyan Church doing counseling and care for the congregation. There's been just people isolating themselves more since maybe in the last 5 years, maybe even more since COVID, which has only been about 3 years. So that's been hard to draw people out, to get them to want to serve one another and be in small groups, not even just to volunteer, but just to be in a small group for their own growth and for their own fellowship and being vulnerable with people and walking beside people in their Christianity and being discipled. So that has been a change, just knowing what's the trick to getting people to just come out of their shell.
And so the church, we made some very strategic, hard decisions to be outward focused early on. And that started, we got some small wins that grew into some bigger decisions that helped us make some steps to be outward focused. The branch is evident of that. In 2015, we had grown. We were in multiple services. We had a lot of things going on. And so then the conversation was, how do we intentionally engage our community? I was reading a book at that point by a missiologist who studies communities from a missionary's perspective. And he had a stat that 60% of a community will never go to walk into the doors of a church. And for me as a pastor, sitting in Fairmount, we have roughly 3,000 people in town. I'm thinking, 60% of this community will never go into one of the handful of churches in this community. How do we engage them and share with them the truth of Christ? So I started having the conversation with our leadership team, our board, about how do we intentionally go into the community. And then the crazy idea came up about, what if we started an off-site location? And so the idea was to start an off-site location where we could do a service. And then it was like, well, if we're going to rent a building for weeks on end, what else could we do with it? Well, we could put a coffee shop in it. And it kind of snowballed from there.
Peppermint dirty chai, 1%.
For a period of time before COVID, we had a service there. We're getting ready to try to start that service back up to engage a different audience that's not comfortable walking into the church but are comfortable walking into a coffee shop. But it also is a place where I've been able to have conversations with community members and community leaders that I would never have just as a pastor down the street.